Do you think you've been unfairly released from your job? Maybe you're a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits. Well, now there's help for you. Tune in for 30 minutes from the attorneys of O'Beara Fields LLC that could change your life. They have valuable information to help you if you're a public or private sector employee, and especially if you're a veteran. Now, here are the hosts, attorneys Terry Fields and Danielle O'Beara.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing? This is Terry Fields.
And this is Danielle O'Beara. Welcome to our show, our monthly show, Your Rights, Our Fight Live. And we are here to answer your questions. And today, we have the very timely subject of wills, estate planning. And you all are so lucky to have an expert in this area who is going to be answering some questions for you.
Yes.
And Attorney Fields, she has been practicing in this area for what, more than 10 years?
More than 10 years. I can't even believe it sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know you are an expert when other attorneys call you when they have complicated estate or probate matters. And that happens with her all the time.
Every day.
Yes,
yes it does.
So when I started working with her and learning more about wills and estate planning, I was so surprised by all the drama that happens when people pass away and they are unprepared.
Yes.
And so she's going to explain to us, first of all, a very basic question and essential question I'm going to ask her. Do I need a will?
Yes. The answer is yes. I don't care who you are, where you are, you need a will. So this is one of the reasons why I got into practice in this area in the first place. I've always wanted to help people. First of all, I went to law school so that I can help. And then choosing a practice area, when I went out on my own, I wanted to practice in an area where I could actually help people. Having a will is that ounce of prevention that's worth the pound of cure. There are 10 million reasons why. And I always like to say this because people like to say to me, well, I don't have anything, so why do I need a will? Well, just consider this. Consider you're driving along and the Coca-Cola truck hits you or the beer truck hits you. And you go to the hospital. You have pain and suffering. And then you ultimately pass away. Your loved ones are entitled to the proceeds from whatever lawsuit comes. And your will would control the distribution of those assets. And so it's worth it to have a will just for that. You just never know. And I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't care what happens after I die. Well, you know, if you leave a loved one, if you care at all, you really should. And going back to what you were saying about the drama, I always encourage my clients, communicate. It's like what family therapists would tell you, communicate. Just talk about what you want to happen to you and yourself should something happen to you.
That's right. And unfortunately, we see all too often that that does not happen.
Right.
So I have so many questions about this because I see sometimes it's really like, you know, a TV reality show, some of these issues that we see.
Oh, my goodness.
But
yes.
People really should be aware that this is such a serious issue and you really need to plan. So let's assume you're married.
Yes.
And you have also an ex-spouse. Mm-hmm. So you have an ex-husband and you have a current husband and you pass away, but your ex-spouse is on the life insurance policy. What happens?
That's a great question, and it comes up all the time. Okay, and let me just say, I used to teach this class over at Clayton State University on wills and estates, and, you know, I used to get that question a lot. So insurance is actually a matter of contract. So you have contacted Allstate, Travelers, whoever, and you have an insurance contract. Whoever you put down on that insurance contract is your beneficiary. So you could put me down. You could put Michael Jackson down. Whoever you want to put down is your beneficiary. So if you put your ex-husband's name is John Smith, that is who is going to be your beneficiary. You could have been divorced from him for 30 years, and I've seen this, y'all. I'll tell you that story. But I also want to make another point. If you put down on the insurance policy, my husband, that is not a person. That is a category. That is a title bestowed upon someone. So you could, you know, marry and divorce 5 different people. Your husband at the time is the one who's the beneficiary. I hope that makes sense. So there are some, it is a matter of contract. You just have to figure out what that insurance policy says. But insurance is not a part of the estate. It is a matter of contract. So one more thing I just wanted to say, actually was a military person that I saw, went to the military, got married, and then left that wife. You know, it just didn't work out. Found someone else, was cohabitating with her for 30 years. They raised a family together. He never got divorced. Was on a motorcycle, died in a motorcycle accident. When the insurance came back, guess who gets all the money?
Wow.
This ex-wife that they had to find because he hadn't even talked to her in 30 years. But guess what? That was his wife.
Wow. Well, if anyone out there would like to have a consultation with our office about a will and estate of matter, please give us a call at 404-994-6218.
Yes.
We are right here in Clayton County in downtown historic Jonesboro, and we are happy to assist people in this issue.
Yes.
With this issue. And if you have any questions today, give us a call right now. You can reach us at 404-361-1571, and that will reach us right here in the studio.
We look forward to talking to you.
Absolutely. So if someone does pass away, they do not have a will, and they have a house, a car, bank account, you know, assets, what happens? How can the family members distribute those assets?
Well, I always like to say, if you die without a will, or if one passes away without a will, the state of Georgia has a will for you. So the will, the state of Georgia's will, prescribes a distribution of assets to, first of all, spouses. And if there are no spouses, to the children. And if there are spouses and children, they share, with the spouse not taking less than a third. Then on to, if there's no spouse or children, it goes to parents. And then on and on and on down a list. But first, before you even get there, okay, so that is good to know for the will. Who do you put in your will? Who gets your stuff? And that's what you do. That's what you can control in your will. But what generally happens is you have to go to probate to administer the estate. There are ways, if you come to our firm and your situation is right, there are ways that we can avoid or minimize your estate going through probate. But for the most part, probate is this. You have to go down to the court where you live, in the county where you live, where you're domiciled, where you intend to live. There are questions about some people who split their time between New York and Florida. Where are they domiciled? But you know, those are more complicated questions. But you go to that county, you file a petition for letters. Sometimes it's of administration. Sometimes it's letters testamentary, depending on whether you have a will or not. And then you can open administration of the estate. You need to get a death certificate, those letters, and then you can deal with the banks and deal with the insurance companies and do whatever you need to do to administer the estate. Now, you can do that with or without the assistance of an attorney. I am happy to say that I can offer a resource. Our firm can offer a resource to you. I have written a estate administration resource guide, which is being printed at this time and is available. If you contact our office, I can send you a copy of it. You can go to our website. You can call 404-994-6218 or go to our website, www.obirafields.com, or email us info@obirafields.com and request the resource guide. Just give us your address and we can send it out to you. So it kind of sets forth all this to be taken in order to administer an estate here in the state of Georgia. But one of the most important things I have to mention that it always keeps me up at night is taxes. You got to make sure you pay the taxes. So say, for instance, we have a client who just passed away in January. Come April, you have to file those last income tax returns, April 15th, for anyone who passed away. Well, I guess it would be next year. But this person earned wages for a couple of weeks in 2018. So you would have to file that tax return next April. I hope that makes sense.
It does, but you know, this is not this can be a complicated process.
Yes.
That's why if you need help with this, you should contact our office at 404-994-6218, and you should definitely contact our office if you'd like to get the free book that Attorney Fields has written specifically to help individuals in this area of the law.
That's right.
That is some great information. And You know, there have been a lot of celebrities who have passed away unexpectedly, you know, Prince. So, you know, I'm still mourning the loss of Prince.
Me too.
But Prince passed away and he didn't have a will.
That's right.
And
it's shocking.
Yeah, so that was pretty shocking that somebody with that much, those many assets passed away, no will. And I remember reading in the media that there was a lot, there were quite a few people coming forward saying, I'm his son.
Right.
I'm his daughter.
I
you
almost
know?
Did. Kidding. If there was any way.
So there were a lot of folks coming forward saying, you know, trying to claim, become a member of the family. So what happens when someone dies and someone shows up and says, well, he was my dad or that was my mom. You know, that usually doesn't happen, but he was my dad.
Right. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Right. So what happens in those situations?
In those situations, what happens is you have to, it brings to mind James Brown mm-hmm. situation. He was with the lady near the end of his life and had a little bitty son, you know, a little 5-year-old, and all of his adult children were saying, that's not his son. Well, what the probate court could do then, of course, you would have to file the petition, get the case open. It's litigation. And one of the definitive answers we have, thank goodness, in our modern times is DNA. So you got to get that DNA test. The probate court can order a DNA test to be performed, and it could be paid for by the estate. And that is a way to determine if someone is a lineal heir. You can also determine if someone is a, you know, heir of the same degree. And they're pretty definitive. You can also, and it is important to note this, if all of the estate heirs agree, there's not a problem. If someone comes out of the woodwork and say, oh, this was my dad, and everyone else says, yes, that was, you know, not a problem. You know, I want you to know that it is not common.
It doesn't happen very often, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, siblings who grew up with each other, they argue.
Bad enough, right?
Right.
That's right.
Right. So that's very unfortunate. But, you know, drama that is left behind when we don't plan.
That's
so
right.
we really must plan these issues so that we can avoid this.
That's right.
And then also you lose assets in the process if you haven't planned for what's going to happen to the house. A lot of times family lose property and lose assets. So, you know, we don't want that to happen either.
Right. And I remember I was doing a radio interview one time and I was just talking about how it's inevitable for all of us. And the interviewer started calling me Dr. Death. He said, all right, Dr. Death. But it's the fact is that you don't know the time nor the place. And I don't want to get too morbid. But it is a fate that befalls us all.
That's
and
right.
So why not plan for it? And this is why I love this area of law. I always say you are limited to your own creativity with what you want to do with your estate. Mm-hmm. If you want to say you have a charity that you love, the Salvation Army or a battered woman shelter or something, charitable organization that you want to give to, if you don't have a will, it's not going to be provided for in your estate. And what about your friend? You love your friend. You have a best friend, Betty. You grew up with her. You love her. If she's not a member of your family, she will be left out of your will. You know, you can leave her something if you wanted to. Do we have a question? No, okay. Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure anyone who would like a copy of Attorney Phil's free book, you can contact us at obirafills.com, and I am going to spell that for you. And it is spelled O, as in Oscar, B as in boy, IORAHFIELDS. So you can reach us at obirafields.com, or you can send us an email at info@obirafields.com. And if you have a question right now, you can give us a call in the studio. It's 404-361-1571. We are happy to take your questions.
Yes.
And but we do get a lot of similar questions. And one of the other questions we get a lot is what happens if I am incapacitated, if I have to be hospitalized, I can't make decisions about my health, what happens then?
Great question. Okay, first of all, let me just back up and say at Obirafields, we offer a basic estate planning package, which includes three documents. Number one is your will. That is the cornerstone of estate planning. Everybody needs one. I don't care who you are. The second document that we offer is called a financial power of attorney. That is just to say, say you get into a car accident today and you break your leg, or you're laid up in the hospital for a couple of weeks and you need someone to see about, or, you know, you're just incapacitated for a couple of weeks, but you need someone to go to the bank to, or someone to pay your mortgage, or someone to, you know, just conduct your financial affairs. That's what the financial power of attorney is for. The last document that we offer is what's called an advance directive for health care. And that is what, that answers your question. What should you do if you're incapacitated? An advance directive for healthcare is a living will, a healthcare proxy, a healthcare power of attorney, all rolled into one. It's a very advanced document, and Georgia is on the cutting edge in accepting these documents. So what it does is where you set forth who is your healthcare proxy. So this is the person that you trust to go to the doctor and talk to the doctor on your behalf. Say you're in the hospital in a coma. This person is making medical decisions for you. It also is where you set forth, do you want nutrition by a tube? Do you want medication, the pain medicine? Do you want to be on the ventilator? This is where you make those decisions. It's also where you designate, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Who's going to make these decisions? And then also, importantly, a backup for that person, or a backup for that backup. And all you parents out there, listen up. This is where you can designate who you want to raise your children. You can designate it in the will, but it's also there also is a place in the advance directive for healthcare. That is a very important question, that who's going to raise the children. I remember I sat down with a couple to do some preliminary estate planning, and the whole deal broke down over who's going to raise the children, because each of them have a sister, and she wanted her sister to do it and he wanted his sister to do it. So this is an important conversation to have, because you don't want, if you have a child under the age of 18, you don't want, you at least want a voice. You don't want anybody else making that decision who is going to raise your child, which a lot of people would say is one of our most important assets.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, and we will be back in a moment. If you have any questions, give us a call at 404-361-1571.
Are you a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits? Unfairly terminated from your job? Now there's help for you. Obira Fields LLC is a full-service law firm assisting public and private employees with a variety of employer-related complaints. Our attorneys are dedicated to enforcing and protecting the rights of employees as well as those of veterans. We're ready to assist you whether your case is in Georgia or federal court anywhere in the U.S. For more information, go to obirafields.com or call us 404-994-6218. At Obira Fields, it's your rights, but our fight.
All right, we are back, and we are here to answer any questions you have. You can give us a call at 404-361-1571, and you can also reach us at our office at 404-994-6218. And Attorney Fields is giving us some very essential information about wills and estates. And we mentioned that she has a book that you can request from our office. And also, there is a financial planning seminar that's scheduled for February 17th in our office, which is at 157 South McDonough Street in Jonesboro, Georgia. Can you just tell us a little bit about that financial seminar?
Sure. It's a financial planning seminar with my cohort, Virgil Hooper. And let me just say about Virgil, I went to a financial planning seminar that he held, and I was convicted. I left, and my life has changed, and I want to get my finances in order. He is excellent. He knows about planning, and so we have teamed up to I'm going to talk about estate planning. He's going to talk about financial planning. So it is at our office, which Danielle just gave the address, 157 South McDonough Street, located conveniently in downtown Georgia. It's going to be on Saturday, September 17th, from 10 a.m. to noon. You come with your questions. We'll do presentations, but it's really about you and your questions. We'll give you individual attention. You just come on down to our office, 157 South McDonough Street, 10 to noon, and I don't know what else to say about that. We are looking forward to it, and it is just, again, the way that we can serve our community and help It's the ounce of prevention that's worth the pound of cure. Right. So we look forward to seeing you all.
And when you have refreshments.
Yes, we will. Oh, well, how could we have you there for 2 hours and not have refreshments?
That
we
might be the tipping point for some of us, so I just had to ask.
We will have coffee and refreshments there. You just have to come and see exactly what. But we got you covered. You know, we'll take care of you.
Well, you know, one of the sometimes people pass away and they have bank accounts and they don't have anybody else as a co-signer on the bank account. What happens with that bank account?
Okay, so that is very important. This the bank account in just one person's name is part of the estate. But let me just tell you this. If you have a bank account, husband and wife, and wife passes away, that bank account is not part of her estate. If it's jointly owned by both people, when she passes away, that becomes his account, okay? So just know that jointly owned bank accounts are not part of an estate. But, okay, so say someone passes away with an estate in just their name. This is when we talked earlier about filing that petition for letters and then getting that death certificate is what you need before the bank will even talk to you. And that way you can open what's called an estate account. And this gets me to a very, very important point. Estate assets belong to the estate. Like, I always like to use the example of Michael Jackson. He passed away. Immediately when he passed away, his estate popped up as his beneficiary, his successor in interest. So, account needs to say estate of Betty Jean, estate of Michael Jackson, and the money belongs to the estate. So, any debts that were owed are paid out of that estate account. Heirs and beneficiaries are not responsible to pay the bills of the deceased. That comes from the estate. And then another important point I must make is once all the bills are paid, all the taxes are paid, that is at that time only is when distributions may be made to heirs. So a lot of times the bills are more than what's in the estate and there's no money left for distributions. Wow. So it happens.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So that's why it's important to do some financial planning ahead of time
that's
so that
right.
you can make sure your loved ones get your assets and not your creditors.
That's so, right.
So you don't want Chase to get more money, you know, than your spouse.
That's right.
Yeah.
And but once you reach a certain threshold level of income, you really want to come see me because you don't want Uncle Sam to take 40%. There's a thing called, you know, death taxes, estate taxes, all the same thing. But it's only worth looking into if you have a certain threshold level of income, because if you have less than, I think it's $5 million at this point in assets, you're not going to be taxed. So, but if you have over that level, you need to do some advanced estate planning to avoid those kind of taxes.
Wow. Yeah. And I know you represent a lot of children, a
yes.
lot of children under 18.
Yes.
Why would a child under the age of 18 require someone like you to represent them?
Yes. Okay, well, what you're referring to, Attorney O'Beary, is conservatorships.
Yes.
If a child is coming into money in the state of Georgia is over $14,500, a conservatorship must be established. And the conservatorship is generally this. It is, we don't trust these children with this money. And we want them to have it when they turn the age of 18. So it's put in a conservatorship. Very often, a lot of the cases that I get is because there was no other family member who could qualify to be a conservator. To be a conservator is where you need to have your background is checked, your credit is checked, just to make sure that you are fit to serve, and then you are put in charge of the funds. And again, the funds are for the benefit of the child. And so the conservatorships that I have, actually I do have a couple of adult conservatorships, which go on perpetually. But most of my minor conservatorships, all of my minor conservatorships end by operation of law on the 18th birthday of the child.
Okay.
But yeah, we at O'Beara Fields, we have a professional fiduciary practice. So we serve as professional administrator, conservator. I don't have any guardianships. Really, but definitely administrator and conservator, and yeah.
All right. And I know that you have been hired by other attorneys
yes.
to represent estates. I know there was a tragic case of a DOT worker who was killed, and you represented that estate.
Yes.
And you did more than just the probate stuff.
Yeah.
So as the administrator, you can do perform other legal services for the estates. And just tell us about some of those.
We handle it soup to nuts. Actually, in that case, the colleague who referred me to the case, she is the administrator. And
okay.
So we're the attorney representing her in that case. So, but absolutely, I have been the administrator. Well, for clients who contact us, and we had one just recently, I have applied for administration in the estate. We'll apply for conservatorship because we expect that the minor will be coming into some funds and the insurance company will require that. And then we can also file the litigation. So we handle everything from soup to nuts. So we become acquainted with our clients. We become like family with our clients. We just had one case that settled for 7 figures. And that's exactly what we did for her. A loved one passed away, and we filed the administration of the estate. We traveled. We litigated the case. We filed the actual underlying litigation in state court, and we were able to see it through to a successful result.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we, our law firm actually ends up handling the personal injury claim involved in these cases.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's another part of one of the services we can provide. So.
Yes.
You know, and both of those are very necessary at times. So.
Yes. And so and it's worth it to note at this point that this is one of our practice areas. As you know, we practice veterans disability compensation benefits. We practice in the area of employment law. We practice this probate litigation, estate planning, and we also practice there's something else that we do. When you get on the radio, your mind goes blank. But there's some
personal injury.
Yeah, veterans, personal injury, employment. Yes.
Yeah, so those are the major categories of law that we practice in.
Yes.
And we have been, you know, really excited about sharing with you all some legal, some very important legal knowledge. And this month we are talking about estate administration. If you have questions, please email us or call us. We're happy to answer your questions. And we are hoping that this will help people, yeah. Spur them to think about getting a will, talk to your family members about it, so that you can be protected.
That's right.
You know?
That's
so,
right.
You don't want the drama to continue or
no.
to start, you know, once you're gone.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so
right.
It's very important that you be willing to do the tough things and plan these things far in advance. And just because we talk about it doesn't mean it's going to happen any sooner.
Right.
You know, I know in my family, we don't want to talk about people dying.
Right.
And it's a very uncomfortable topic.
It is.
But it's, you know, unfortunately, it's very necessary because yeah. it is inevitable.
Yeah.
So we must talk about it at some point.
Yes.
And one of the services you provide is a will to veterans. So
yes.
why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Okay, so we have a veterans disability compensation practice. Along with that, every third Tuesday of the month from 9 to 11 a.m. appointments are available. If you are a veteran, I will do your will for free. And actually, I have extended that too. If you just are a veteran, you come to our office, I will do your will for free. So, but I'm up at the VA on Claremont in Decatur from 9 to 11. The appointments are from 9 to 11 every third Tuesday. And so get your will. I mean, I always say this. I know it's probably bad for business. I don't even care who you get your will done with. Just get it. Get it
right.
done. It's so important.
Right.
But,
yes.
but come to me, though.
That's right. Call Attorney Fields at 404-994-6218. You can also find out more information about our law firm at www.obirafields.com. We are here every second Thursday of the month at 2 o'clock to answer your questions and to provide you with timely legal information. And we really enjoy doing this every month.
That's right. We'll see you all next month. Give us a call if you need us. 404-994-6218 if you need us.
Thanks for listening to attorneys Daniel Obira and Terry Fields of Obira Fields LLC. We hope the show provided you with some valuable information regarding your rights as an employee or veteran. For more information, go to our website, obirafields.com, like us on Facebook, or call us at 404-994-6218 for a free consultation. Also, get weekly updates on Ask Your Lawyer Fridays at 4:05 p.m. right here on WIGO 1570. Until next week, remember, at Obira Fields LLC, it's your rights, but our fight.